falls. Sound falls. Where you never know what may go down, especially with artists running around who are free range, organic, local, handcrafted, and all that. And we really have a great show for you this evening. Tends to be like no other evening. Every show in the tradition tends to be like no evening you've ever seen before. We've got some great surprises for you. We have 5 storytellers, 7 musicians, all very eager to share their creations. And they were not hard to find. In fact, I know there are a lot of other folks who are hiding out there in the valley, eager to share their memories or memorabilia. We've been actually doing this all summer with the Centennial Committee. Yeah, how about a round of applause for the Centennial Committee? Yeah, why don't you all stand up if you're on the Centennial Committee? I'll be listing off all your names at the end of the program, but a lot of great people have come together, especially to make this show happen. It's been wonderful working with them. So I'm Maren Van Nostrand, and this is my partner and co-host Byron Ricks. And then we also have Rhoda Bezdacek, who's been our story wrangler, helping pull folks together. Yay! Okay. Very good. And so let's see. What I would like you all to do is take a deep breath and just sit back and relax, because it's going to be a couple hours here, and we're going to have a great time. And make yourself comfortable. You can walk around between acts and just let it happen. So I'd like to invite George and Stacy up with me. We're going to just start the evening off with something really simple, and then we'll move on to some longer stories. Song written by Stacy. Ready?
Sunny smile, stormy eyes. I feel my heart beat faster than my temperature rise. Run for cover, hide my head, or take a chance with you instead. You hit me like a twister, you spin me around, you carry me up and then you draw me back down. You hit me like a twister and I just don't know, am I in a dream or are we over the rainbow? Seen your kind, I know your way,
know your way.
Today you're mine, but you won't stay. The wind will shift and ride on cue. You're off to find somebody new. You hit me like a twister, you spin me around, you carry me up and then you drive me back down. You hit me like a twister and I just don't know, am I in a dream or are we over the rainbow? Now you're gone and I'm feeling blue,
feeling blue.
Staring out the window and thinking of you. Here I sit, a weathered
eye.
Sorry to say, there's not a cloud in the sky. You hit me like a twister, you spin me around, you carry me up and then you drop me back down. You hit me like a twister and I just don't know, am I in a dream or are we over the rainbow? Thank you.
gentle breeze, open door. I turn and see you crossing the floor. The rain, it might have gone away, but I know that you're here to stay. You hit me like a twister, you spin me around. You carry me up and then you drop me back down. You hit me like a twister and I just don't know. Am I in a dream or are we somewhere over the rainbow?
Byron, we've got some interesting information here this evening.
I was thinking the anniversary of the Columbus Day storm yesterday, right, 50 years ago, and Twister was good. Which mic should I choose? It's all up to me, isn't it? I'll come over here because you haven't heard anything from this mic yet. And since this is rather different, in fact, I need your help because, you know, there's so much to know, and so many things happened in the past 100 years that I'm not going to know all the right answers exactly, but I have a few ideas. But some of you do know, and so I need your hands to be up. So we're going to do a little trivia now and throughout the show tonight. Carnation trivia. Tolt trivia. Whatever is your poison, right? So I have only a few questions that you can go through. And I've carefully prepared these. Rhoda helped out with them. And I helped out with them as well. So some of these are easy. And some of these are really, really for the kids, too. So the kids out there, and mentally, ages about 8, like myself, can chime in. So the kids up on the rafters here, I want your hands up. So basically I'm going to read the question, go through the multiple choice answers, and when you think you know which one it is, raise your hand, and then I'll divulge the answer, okay? So the first one, not too difficult, but deals with the river right here. Before the suspension bridge at Tolt McGowan Park, when you stroll across there, the Boy Scouts built, how did people cross the river at that point? Was it a mule train? You can just raise your hand. A raft. Oh, yeah. I knew I'd get something on that one. A ferry or a ferry, that'd be E-R-R-Y, okay. Or a balloon. It's easy to guess on all of them, isn't it? You get one. Answer is a ferry, is that not right? There used to be a ferry right there that would go across the river back and forth. Here's a good one. What popular feature of your sewer hookup prevents sewage from burping back into your house?
He knows the answer.
Is it a backflow valve, a bog valve, a burp back valve, or a sucker valve? Backflow, hands?
Backflow.
Backflow. Bog. Burp back. That's what I would have called it. A sucker valve. No, it is a backflow valve. Okay. Not everyone wanted sewers, of course. And I might not know the right answer to this one, but I took a guess. What was the name of those, the group of people who opposed sewers? Was it A, the movement? B, no go with the flow? C, antiseptics? Or D, there was no official name that I knew of? Yeah, you're right. I don't think it was organized. It was just a bunch of grousing around. I'll do one more, and then we'll have the next, thankfully, be relieved of this, and go for the next one. So here's a fun one. What is the name of the berry fields that perhaps you, as a young child, your mom and dad, or your grandparents used to come all the way out to Carnation to pick berries from? Like, where'd you pick berries in the old days? Was it A, Harvard's Berry Farm? B, Karl Marx's Organic Farm? The Stonehenge Free Range Strawberries? Or Ben and Bernice's Berries Big Berry Farm? You know it wasn't that because I goofed it up. It's, of course, Harvold's right outside of town. It was the first one, right? And Remlinger's is here, too, now. But I think Harvold's was still there in 1948. I think they began the berry farms there. So I have, again, pages of these. We'll revisit them later. But why don't we move along? Mars going to come up. And I think Roger is next.
Big round of applause to bring Roger Thorson, the owner of the Free Farm.
It didn't work. So, anyway, I want to welcome you all to Carnation Tree Farm and another opportunity to celebrate Tope Carnation Centennial, this time with Sound Falls. And yeah, that 2 years ago we had a 100th anniversary for the barn party here, also with Sound Falls, which I kind of celebrated by creating the space that we're all in. And I think it worked out pretty well. The audience just kind of disappears in the background there. But with all this celebrating going on, I wanted to mention something that happened for our family 124 years ago in 1888. That's the year my great-grandma, Birgit Ungland, immigrated from Norway to, actually, Tacoma. That's where the railroad ended at that time. She came with her friend, Bertine. And she was a kind of an amazing woman myself. One of those very independent, self-reliant type. Because after she got a job in Seattle at a boarding house, she learned English really quickly and went for her citizenship test. And then, and then she filed a homestead claim in Vincent, about 4 or 5 miles that way. And at that time she was 30 years old, unmarried, and had no family here. So that was pretty cool. She, and I looked this up, there was only about, less than 10% of the claims were filed by women back then. And only 40% of those were successful because you had to live on the land and farm it for 5 years. And she hung in there and did that. She married Andrew Yutus, which this farm is named after, in 1891. And they had a good business selling vegetables and eggs and dairy products to Seattle markets for about 10 years. And then they bought this place. And I don't know, am I out of time yet? Well, I can always talk during intermission or after the show, again, you I'm more comfortable with. But if anybody has any questions about this place after they bought here, whatever. They bought this in 1901, and it was 208 acres then. And, yeah, I don't know. Should I continue?
Well, it'll just get boring after this. Let's give Roger a big round of applause. Yeah. Raleigh, come on up.
Thank you, Matt. You are kind for everything.
We're really glad that this farm is here. Byron and I actually lived in the farmhouse for 4 years, and so he was our landlord. And our daughter was born here, Julia Ricks. Yeah? In the year 2000, so that was 12 years ago. So Raleigh has something in store for us that's quite unique. He created a song especially for this event, and we're about to hear this.
That's as tall as it gets. Well, I got kind of a loud voice, so that'll be all right. It's funny watching everybody switch and do the microphone wrestling act. It's funny. So this is a song just for Coronation on the light side.
Oh, there's a place that I know where they take it kind of slow. Cause there's a heifer or a hay baby man. It's just fine, take time, smile, stop and look around. See, we're happy, cause it's our hometown. See, we're happy, cause it's our hometown. Right way into the wind, right way into the heart of the valley. Come away, my friend.
Because at the end of the show, I'll play it again, and we expect all of you to sing along. So I'll be watching. That's the lighter side. I've got one other song that's a little on the darker side, but as you know, life around here can be a little volatile at times.
One day something called to me, and I went and sat for hours, watching the water hurry by at the riverside. Watch the kingfishers calling and falling, dragging their feathers across the sky. Across the sky. But I let the sun burn down behind the hill too long, and the light turned strange. I heard the voice of the river. Whispered my name, said, come on up on the bridge and throw yourself in. Oh no, oh yeah. I said, I ain't going swimming. Water. Said, I love you, river, but I ain't ready to die today. But it made me wonder. But it made me wonder.
Bombers aren't here tonight. Eric's not here. I wish he was here. And Mr. Magnosia, I didn't go down and invite him, but maybe a different time and I'll get to hear their names in the song. Thank you. And I'll see you at the end. You can sing along. Thank you, Marlon.
I'd like to introduce Rhoda Bezdicek, and she's our story wrangler for the evening. Yeah, go ahead.
Roger Thornson. Roger owns this barn, and it's over how many years? Though he's not that old. He had a barn owl that nested up above the windows back here. And during a Sound Falls production, the owl flew through the room and out the window up here as the audience watched a feather float down from the rafters. I also want to thank Raleigh Wilson. Raleigh lives, breathes, and composes Incarnations Community. He is inspired by what he sees happening around him and shares it with us in his songs. I would like to introduce Jim Jordan. Jim Jordan is a beloved teacher and principal of Carnation and Stillwater Elementary. He saw the renaming of the Riverview School District from the Lower Snoqualmie. His love of old Chevys allowed him to participate in many 4th of July parades. How many Chevys do you have, Jim?
6.
You sure it's not 100?
No.
Where's Jack? Is Jack coming up too?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I thought it was Jim's turn.
We're going to get both of you up here. Okay. Also introducing Jack Ballard, who has been involved with Carnation's people through his music for years. He creates songs with the students of our schools, plays at the farmers market, and at our 4th of July celebration and at Tolt Congregation Church. I'm sure there's more I'm forgetting. Jack has written over 356 songs with the students in our schools.
I'm going to quickly talk about a transition in the Lower Snoqualmie Valley School District and the Riverview School District. When I first came to this district on December 7th, 1970, things needed to be changed. And the transition happened with the new superintendent, Dr. Krause, and then the process of negotiations and making things better for the staff and the students in this district. What I want to talk about tonight is the summer of 1980. When it makes the television news almost every night, it's a big event for Carnation. And we had that event here in this town. Our teachers wanted to be somewhat equal with the other districts in the area, so they went out on strike. And usually when the teachers go out on strike, the district stays closed until the strike is over. Well, our school board made the unbelievable decision to open. The strike went on for 11 days. We hired subs, and I was principal of Carnation Elementary at that time. We had Carnation Elementary, Cherry Valley, and Tolt, middle and junior senior high school. So we had three buildings. We hired subs. Subs were paid $200 a day. We had to pay that much to get them to come out this far and to face the gauntlet of the picketing teachers. They would drive to Tolt. They would bus them to our two elementary schools. They would get out of their buses, come into the school, and they would teach the kids. And we had to make sure they taught the kids. Anyway, it was probably the toughest thing up to just a few months ago that I experienced in my life. It was the only time in my life I felt like I was in prison. The environment was unreal. We had subs in the building. We had kids at school. When school was out, we had to chain the doors. Teachers wanted to come into the building and get to their classrooms and get their personal things. We finally did, after about 7 or 8 days of the strike, make an agreement with the Teachers Association. We allowed them to come in. We met in the staff lounge. And one by one, they were escorted down to the room to get their personal items. It was really, really an awkward situation for all of us. Nobody really enjoyed it. A personal sidebar to this whole thing, my sister, who was a very active teacher down in the Federal Way School District, called my wife, who was also a teacher, and was bawling my wife out because I was going to school. And she says, "Why is Jim going to school?" My wife says, "Jim has to go to school. He doesn't have a choice." She hung up on her. Anyway, after 11 days, and the transition came after 11 days, they finally came to an agreement. The teachers got a 3-year contract with 10% raise each year. And that really sort of changed the whole focus of this district. We started attracting more people to the district because the pay was becoming somewhat equal to Bellevue, Lake Washington, and some of those other districts where in the past it hadn't been. But it was a unique event. One that I don't think I would ever go through, would not want to go through again. But we survived, and the district was better for it. Hard to believe, but district was. Thank you.
Well, when I knew I was going to come here and sing something about Carnation, a lot of things came to mind. My deepest connection in this community is at the school. Jim was there when I first came, and I started singing, writing songs and singing songs with kids in all the classrooms, and I worked with the music teachers. And I guess I knew I had finally made it when I went to the Safeway about 6 months ago, and some rather large guy came up with a very deep voice, and he said, "Aren't you that guy that played the plant that ate my dad?" And I looked at him, and you know, in my mind's eye, I could see this little tiny boy that was sitting in a class with all these other kids. So it's been my pleasure to work with kids. I've learned so much listening to them. Sometimes we, as adults, want to talk to them. But I learned a lot listening to them. And this is the number one favorite song of all time. You guys going to help me out on this one? Huh? The plant that ate my dad? Can we do that? And if we have any other kids, if you could come down here and show the adults how to have fun, okay? You could just come right down here. Now, if you thought you came here to listen, sorry, you're going to have to participate as well. They'll show you how to do it. But I want to teach you the chorus. Oh, you better watch out. Okay, so you got to get your fingers out. Okay, everybody? Oh, you better watch out for the man-eating plant, because you might have an accident. All right, let's try that. Oh, you better watch out for the man-eating plant, because you might have an accident. Oh, you better watch out, because he might, what? He might chew a piece of you. Okay. Now, when I wrote this song, I was sitting in a library surrounded by three classes of kindergartners and first graders, and I hadn't been doing this a whole long time at that time, and one of the little boys was, we were picking subjects. What do you want to write a song about? And one little boy said, "The plant that ate my dad," and all everybody was giggling, and they thought that was the best thing in the whole wide world. I don't know, why is it that eating your dad up would be so funny? But anyway, it is. And they told the story. It ate the living room. It went out, ate the carport. I think it went down the street. It ate the town and all the. I said, we've got to make it a little bit shorter here. So this is the story they told. Okay, now you remember your part? Oh, you better watch out for the man-eating plant, because you might have an accident. Oh, you better watch out, because he might chew a piece of you. Now, if you have some other things that you have to do, I'll let you know along the way here, all right? It was Friday the 13th. We went to visit her aunt. She wanted to give us a new kind of plant. So we put it in the car, drive it, and we drove it on home. Come on, drive it now. And we put it on the counter next to the phone. Oh, this is your part. Oh, you better watch out for the man-eating plant, because you might have an accident. Oh, you better watch out, he might chew a piece of you. Hey, watch where you point that thing. It might be loaded, okay? Well, the plant had claws. Show me the claws. And it had big eyes and a great big mouth. Humongous size. Well, it grew so much that we put it on the floor, make it grow. And it grew and it grew and it grew some more. Oh, you better watch out for the man-eating plant, because you might have an accident. Oh, you better watch out, because he might chew a piece of you. Well, the plant looked hungry,
So Dad got a bowl in, and he fed it, what did he feed it? Petunias? M&M's, that's right. M&M's, a whole bowl full. It sucked up the M&M's, and worse with the bad. Before my eyes, it sucked up my dad. And my dad was in the plant, and he said, help, can you say, help? But my dad said, help. He said, help. Which means what? Say it really loud. No, really loud, take your mouth up. Help! All right, all together, help them out here. Help! Oh, you better watch out for the man eating plant, because you might have an accident. Oh, you better watch out, because he might chew, he might chew, he might chew a piece of you. Well, Mom said, don't worry, just feed him some more. Till the plant went burp, and there was Dad on the floor. And you know, my mom was feeling mighty clever. What did she look like? You guys know what she looked like? She had her hands on her hips, and she was just because she knew that, because we all lived happily after ever. Oh, you one more time. Better watch out for the man eating plant, because you might have an accident. Oh, you better watch out, because he might chew, he might chew, he might chew a piece of you and you and you and watch out! Here he comes! I have probably done that song 10,000 times. The other thing that I'm connected to in this community is my church and its extension into the wider community of Carnation. And I picked a song that we wrote for Pastor Stephen and his partner Doug when they came to serve our church. And we got all the people in the congregation together and we said, you know what? What would we say if we're going to say welcome? And we kind of brainstormed, and this is what we came out with. I also think it speaks well of all of us, our community. It talks about how we are. It's called the Welcoming Song. Oh, I better put this up. There we go. I'm happy you're here. Welcome, come in. I'm excited to see you. How are you doing? I'm doing fine. Having you here makes for a wonderful time. Maybe you've had a bad week and there's something you seek. I'll share my view with you. No matter who you are or where you've been, know you're always welcome. Put a smile on your face as we share God's grace. We hope that you like it here. Noisy, wiggly people, the strong and the feeble, you will find you have nothing to fear. All our greetings, it's nice to meet you. No one's a stranger here. Or who is a stranger but a story not told? A child of God, whether young or old. So go out to greet them, disciples and friends. We're all loved, rich and poor. For we are a rainbow, God's shining light, welcoming all as we open our door. Who are we to love but all God's creatures? Take care of but God's whole world. We have to decide just what we're to do. Welcome, many or few. Thank you.
excited to see you again. How are you doing? I'm doing fine. Having you here makes for a wonderful time.
You know, thank you, Jack. I love Jack. He's, yeah, I feel great when he sings, you know? He's got the best eyebrows in town. Well, again, trivial Byron time. So we've got a whole bunch of more. These are just really, you're not going to get these. You thought you got the balloon thing, right? That's not going to happen. So, question. What was basically in this location about 10,000 to 20,000 years ago? Glaciers and a glacial flip? A Stegosaurus hatchery? A palm forest? Or people camping out for Justin Bieber tickets? What is it? Glaciers? You got it. Glaciers and a flood. It's kind of neat to get up on top of any of the hills here. You can really see how much bigger the river once was and how the hills are all carved and rounded down here. Here's one that we should all know. Truly, if we live out here in Carnation area in the valley. The statue of the cow at Carnation Farm, now Camp Corey. It's right on the road there. You know the big cow, right? They put a wreath on it sometimes, or a lay sometimes. Commemorates a cow, type of cow, that produced so much milk that it was affectionately called an utter miracle. That was sick. Simply the warehouse. The milk machine from Mars, or foster mother of the human race. It is the foster mother of the human race. It's right on the plaque. If you look at the plaque of that cow out there, it's what it says. I'm stunned. Foster. Another name thing here. What is the name that our beloved towns member who's passed on now, Robert Andrelli? He was better known as who? As Robert Andrelli? Mr. Bob, Tractor Bob, or Dr. Tractor? Tractor Bob. Good old try. I miss him, you know. I miss him a lot. He would sometimes, I bike to work, you know, and he would sometimes sit out on one of the side roads, just in his, on his tractor. He drove a truck later on, too, and he would just be sitting there looking at Mount Rainier down the valley. And I like that. He always said to me, you know, kind of like, slow down. Slow down. Look at that mountain. Kind of thing. He was a good guy. Let's see. Oh, yeah. What festival did we celebrate in July before it became the 4th of July celebration here? So we have, like, was it Carnation 4th of July? Where is it? Carnation 4th of July celebration is what we call it now on the big banner. Was it formerly called the Firecracker Blast? The Strawberry Festival? Ferris Bueller's Day Off, or simply Cirque du Soleil? Strawberry. It was the Strawberry Festival. People used to come out here for berries all the time. And a final one before our next musicians come up, the storytellers. What direction, and kids should know this one, what direction does the Snoqualmie River flow right here when it flows past Carnation? A, north. B, south. C, east. D, west. Or E, downhill. What is it? I think it flows generally north and it flows downhill. So it's F is actually the answer, which I didn't let you name A and E. So that's very good. You folks ready? please be ready? Okay. Thanks more. Coming later.
I'm going to introduce Isabel Jones. Isabel was Grand Marshal in this year's Centennial 4th of July parade, but that doesn't make her as old as Tolt. How old is Tolt?
100 years.
She wrote a book named A History of Tolt Carnation, A Town Remembered. Many of us have this book and treasure it.
And after Isabel, we'll hear some music from the Chaneys. Becky and Martin Chaney.
You notice they had to help me up here, and then I have to read my deal. I talk all the time, but as soon as I know everybody's listening, then I don't do it.
Am I supposed to talk?
Yeah, there you go. Talk to the mic, though.
Okay. Well, anyway, I'm Isabel Larson Jones, born in Tolt Carnation in 1923. We lived on our farm until my parents purchased the Yam Departments in 1941, and now you know them as the Tremaine Apartments across from the bank. And just a little side note, did you know that the bank is closing this month after having a bank here for 94 years? Anyway, my grandmother's home on the farm, built in 1916, is still here. An acre of the farm was sold to Puget Sound Power and Tractor Company for the substation. Guess where the first lights in the Carnation were? In my grandfather's barn. He had rented out a space for them to keep their horses in, and it made it real nice in the morning and night when they were taking care of the horses. Remember, in those days, they knew nothing about an 8-hour day or overtime. Their day meant from daylight till dark. The farm is also the home of Swiftwater, the Carnation Bible Church, the Mormon Church, Janice Duffin's home, and three other small subdivisions. Now, just a little bragging. My grandfather had the first sawmill in Carnation, and my father-in-law had the last one, Jones Lumber Company. All the rough lumber for the first Odd Fellows Hall came from my grandfather's mill. Each one of the Odd Fellows that worked for him gave $25 worth of lumber, and the rest gave $25 in cash to build the new Odd Fellows Hall in 1925, which is now the Snow Valley Senior Center. I remember as a kid, my mother letting me go to the Parr's butcher shop with a dollar bill to buy a beef roast for Sunday dinner, and I think I had change to take back to her. The Grange store had two delivery trucks and delivered groceries, feed, and dry goods to people at Preston, to Stillwater Hill, and Vincent. We even had three grocery stores in town, and also three gas stations. And Pete's Club has been here for over 100 years. It was a gambling place where the men played cards for money. So when we walked to school, we walked on the other side of the street. We didn't go in front of that bad place. How many of you knew that Carnation had a movie theater one time? It was located where the bank now stands. By the time I started school, it was closed, but we would walk by there and pick up pieces of plate glass from the broken front window to play hopscotch at school. I have to tell you about my first day of school. In 1929, we did not have kindergarten. The only school we had before first grade was Sunday school, which I went to at the Congregational Church. We also had the Catholic Church and the Seventh-day Adventist. Now back to my first day of school. My older sister, Elner, who was in the eighth grade, took me, and I was all dolled up in my new dress my mother had made. And when we got there, Mrs. Weaver, the teacher, wasn't there. So Big Sister says, sit down and wait. She'll be coming right in. I guess that seat must have been hot because I probably sat there 2 minutes and I decided I'd rather be home with my mother. So I got up, headed for the door, and there was Mrs. Weaver. She was so glad to see me, showed me where to put my coat and lunch pail. Lunch pail, a 5-pound lard pail, with a glass half-pint bottle of raw milk in it with a sandwich and cookies. Raw milk sitting in my lunch pail until noon when I drank it. Not the way we handle the stuff they call milk nowadays. I buy milk now that has full date more than a month away, and that's hard for a good farm girl to believe. Well, Mrs. Weaver persuaded me to stay that day, and I loved it. So I loved all 12 years. Had perfect attendance, all 8 grades, never was late or tardy. We had an epidemic of 3-day measles when I was in 6th grade, and I started to break out with them Friday afternoon. But Monday morning, we put a little bath powder on my neck and chest where they showed faintly, and back to school I went. Only 3 in the whole school had perfect attendance that year. We had such wonderful teachers, and then a great graduation from the 8th grade. High school was so wonderful in Tolt. I took part in girls' club, glee club, tooted on the saxophone for 4 years, played shortstop on the baseball team, side center on our basketball team. Freshman year, I was student body class representative, then secretary sophomore year, vice president junior, and my senior year was voted student body president. My 4-H training really came in handy. I also represented Tolt High School at the High Leaders Conference at University of Washington, and then Dick Tam from Enumclaw and I represented King County at the 4-H Club Congress and Livestock Show when we were seniors in high school. I have rattled on long enough, and growing up in Tolt Carnation was great, with all the church and school activities, sock dances after the ball games, dances at the Odd Fellows Hall. We were so busy we didn't have time to be hanging around town getting into trouble. Thank you.
It's really a pleasure to be part of such a great community event here, and we really, really appreciate that Marin lets us get up here and make fools of ourselves. And this is the segment of the show, actually, where, you know, to help people understand that you don't have to be a great singer-songwriter to participate. We're going to sing a little song that we like from the 70s by one of those great rock icons, Yusuf Islam, who is famous for saying you can argue with a philosopher, but you can't argue with a great song. It's not time to make a change. Just relax and take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. If you want to, you can marry. Look at me, I am old. but I'm happy. I was once like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. But take your time, think a lot, think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not. How can I try to explain? When I do, he turns away again. It's always been the same old story. From the moment I could talk, I was ordered to listen. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go. It's not time to make a change. Just sit down and take it slowly. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to go through. Find a girl, settle down. If you want to, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm all the times that I cried, keeping all the things I knew inside. It's hard, but it's harder to ignore it. If they were right, I'd agree, but it's them they know, not me. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go.
Martin do so much to bring the arts to this valley, and now they're really living it out, doing it themselves. Thanks, you guys. So, I just love that. So there's someone new to town. His name is Michael Shine.
Shine.
Michael Shine. I just met him tonight, and he has a poem for us. We can't hold back poets. Come on now. Come on up, Michael. While you're coming on up here, I'll tell everybody that you've just moved into Lake Marcel with your wife, Carol, who's here this evening somewhere. And in August, and he's author of three novels and a slew of poems. His novels are The Killer Poet's Guide to Immortality by A.B. Bard, Bones Beneath Our Feet, and another one called Just Deceits. So take it away.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. We haven't even been here 100 days, let alone 100 years. So I don't know a lot about Carnation, except that it's beautiful. There's so many nice people. It reminds us, thank you, it reminds us of Vermont, where we met and were married, so we're really happy to be in the Valley. So kids, a poet, you know, poetry, it's like music without the music. What I do know happened is that there were a lot of bees here, and there was a hungry bear, and there are now fewer bees in Carnation, and I happen to have a poem called There Were Bees, which was written about hive collapse syndrome, which is where we're losing bees, and it's a serious problem. And I'm singing it to a bee. There were bees here, fat, clownish bumbles, all fuzz and buzz, caked with pollen. Not menacing wasps with stingers like angry fingers, but gravity-defying fat workers hoovering over dahlias like cleaning ladies, crawling in and out of snapdragons, miners silly with gold dust of lily stamen, struck dumb by chrysanthemums, intoxicated by delphinium, adoring each allium like plump postmen pausing to fondle the pensioner's breasts. There were bees here, where now there are only hungry spiders, memories, the sorrow of ripe, lonely blossoms opening to the night, sighing, who will love me now? Who will love me now? The bees all gone. Who will sip my nectar, stroke my petals tenderly, visit me the lonely summer afternoon, take me home and churn my kiss to honeycomb?
Michael, 100 days, less than 100 days, the first 100 days. It's almost presidential.
Almost.
Welcome. Welcome. You know, we do have, just so everyone knows, we have a feral hive of bees that's thriving, so we have good apples and cherries. In fact, we baked a big cherry pie on the 4th, truly. We did. It's great. I should really have a scroll, shouldn't I? And translate it from the original Greek in which these were written. Greek was the first language of the official town of Carnation, of course. Let's see, there's so many things to cover here. And this is not at all to say, of course, throughout the evening that Carnation's just made of trivia, right? There's a lot of substance here, and I think we've heard a lot of that from Isabel to Raleigh, to everyone who's been up on stage, and all of you, of course, one of the spirits of Soundfalls that we do the show fairly regularly throughout the year. And the Cheneys touched on this too. You know, we all are creators. We all are artists in some level, if not many levels, or all levels. And we all have memories and stories of a place, of this place. So even if you're not up on stage tonight, go back and share them with your family and friends. Talk about the stories of Carnation tonight, tomorrow, this week, this year, of our centennial year. And see if you know any good trivia. Here's a few more before we go into an intermission here. This is always nice. What was the government name of the housing project that built the houses in the Brumbaugh Addition in the early 1980s? Yeah, I know. I don't even know that one. I do know. I do have an answer in bold here. A, houses for everyone. Initiative number 29556. Houses my people. Homes, sweet homes. It's house my people, that's right. Yeah. Why not before... Well, this one's actually a good one. Thinking back again to the 80s, which I don't do that often, actually, but that's probably okay. I had a very narrow tie in the 80s, and leatherette pants, I think. What ethnic group were sponsored by the many Carnation families to move out here in the mid-1980s? Okay? The Hmong people, that's right. The other answers, of course, could have been the Yalta Conference or Argentina's soccer team. But the Hmong people, they do many things out here, but one of the things they're most visible for as you go around the valley is the flowers, the beautiful flowers out there. It's what? Okay, easy. Who's talking? Who is it? Come out from the dark. Behind the beam, and I will ask you alone this question. And you must answer. Thank you. For, I don't even have any change. For less money. Back underground. For no money at all. When workers went to empty the massive Tolt Middle School septic tank, a thick layer of what was found on top? A, this is true. A, this is actually very true. A, suds. B, candy wrappers. C, pencils. D, worksheets of unfactored polynomials.
What was C again?
C was pencils.
Oh, I'll go with B, candy wrappers.
B, candy wrappers is unfortunately wrong. But thank you. It was actually pencils. Now, I don't know quite how those got down there, but pencils. And a bonus question for you. What kind of pencils were they? Number one or number two? Thank you very much. Well, let's take a break with that one.